Chapter 12. A Surprise for Molly. In May, the captain took Molly on a trip to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to visit a friend. They arrived at a magnificent house in the city, and the rooms were full of visitors. A young girl took Molly to the servants' rooms at the back of the house. Molly was surprised to see beds in the rooms with nice pillows and sheets.
"Your master is good to his slaves,"
Molly said.
"We aren't slaves, we're servants,"
said the young girl. Molly was confused. A boy appeared at the door. He looked familiar.
"Slavery is illegal here in the state of Pennsylvania," he said.
"The servants here are lucky. Do you live here?"
she asked.
"No. I came with my master from Virginia,"
the boy replied.
"He's just visiting the family here. I am a slave too."
Molly suddenly recognized him. It was her old friend Tom.
"Tom, don't you recognize me?"
"Molly?"
The two friends hugged and cried with happiness.
"How is my mother?"
Tom asked. Molly's face suddenly changed.
"Didn't you hear?"
she said.
"You left and then your mother became ill and she died."
Tom was furious.
"Mr. Smith is responsible for her death,"
he shouted.
"He killed her."
That night, Molly prepared her master's bath. He was very drunk and fell asleep quickly. At midnight, she met Tom outside. They sat on the garden wall and looked at the street.
"Pennsylvania is a better state than Virginia,"
said Molly.
"Yes, it is,"
Tom replied.
"I won't return to Virginia and die as a slave. I'm going to escape."
Molly's heart suddenly started to beat very fast.
"What happens to escaped slaves here?"
she asked.
"Nothing,"
replied Tom.
"It's illegal to catch slaves in Pennsylvania."
Molly remembered her childhood dream. She remembered Tom holding her hand and his words, "Jump to freedom." The words frightened her, but they filled her with hope. Then, Molly felt Tom's hand in hers and she heard his voice.
"Come on, Molly,"
he shouted.
"Let's jump to freedom."
The two friends jumped down into the street and ran into the darkness. Free at last.